Okay, so have the social care policies for people with chronic conditions in France. This is one is going to explain a bit more in detail the French case. And the speaker is Marie-Hélène Brock, researcher at the French School of Public Health.
So, hello. So, I will continue on France. So, you will know a little more on France, and also maybe I'm adding some more complexity to what Alice told you already. So the question is how we can connect or reconnect parallel universes. So this is a work that has been done by Léonie Hainaut, who is also a scientist, sociologist working at Sciences Po CNRS in France, and myself. And the scope of this research comes from a three-year study that we have been performing together with three parts. One part, which I'm going to talk about, on public policies. A second one is on innovation dynamics, and we will have a presentation with Léonie on Wednesday. And then on new professionals, case manager, and so on. So, here I'm going to talk about the different people with chronic conditions we have been studying, so elderly people, but also disabled people, people with mental health disorders, cancer, stroke, and rare disease, brain injuries. So this is the book that we published at the beginning of the year where we have been reporting all this work. So this was based on grey literature and scientific literature, and this is through different disciplines, sociology, political science, management, and we did some case studies also in France. So what I'm going to present you, the basic results are, first, there are different groups of people with chronic conditions in France that have been targeted by different public policies, and they share some common figures in terms of health and care, social care coordination. In fact, they have been developed in parallel, and what we have shown is that they present specificities mainly due to the key stakeholders involved in the development of these public policies. We can see also some convergence between these policies coming these recent years, and also all of them are facing some recurrent difficulties, and I will propose some hypotheses to explain these difficulties. And finally, I will end by some recommendations based on the capitalization on how these policies have been managed in the past, some learning process. So if we look at people in France with chronic conditions in 2012, first, if we consider elderly people who are above 70 year old, so this is around 6 million people, so this is this population. If we look at the people with Alzheimer or related disease, which is in France we have an administrative way to when they are diagnosed, so we say ALD, there are about 300,000 administratively recognized, which in fact correspond to 800,000 people, because there is less people diagnosed than the number of people. So this is the population that covers, of course, a lot elderly people, but some younger people also have Alzheimer. Then we have people with mental health disorders, so who are also recognized administratively. And this is a little more than 1 million people. And we can see that there is also people with elderly people, of course, have mental health disorders. Some Alzheimer patients also have mental health, but you have the all younger people with mental health disorders. Then people with cancer, so this is around 2 million people. Then you have also this overlap. People with rare disease, so this is about 3 million people altogether, so this is a not rare population. And you can see also the population there with some overlap with elderly, mental health, etc., and cancer. And we have also people with who have had a stroke or brain injury, so this is every year a new 300,000 people. And finally, what we call disabled people, so there are a lot of difficulty to identify this population. You can have different ways, but this is roughly 6 million people who are covering, of course, all these people. So you see the overlap between these different people. And, of course, what happened to persons who are under different regimes, policies. So if you look at an elderly person having a stroke and a cancer, there would be, between a doctor and a nurse, so following different policies that can be a problem for him. So what are the common issues faced by the person with chronic conditions with regards to care, coordination, and integration, as Alice has been speaking about? The first thing, if you look at all these schemes that have been developed by the time in France, for example, this is a case for elderly people. So this is the all different types of settings that you can find. So you can see if you have an Alzheimer's disease and you are faced, you don't know who you have to go to find the good care. This is really a problem. So for the person with chronic conditions and their families, this is a problem for access to service, fragmentation, redundancy of assessment, and delays. For the professionals, there is a problem for cooperation because they don't have the same tools. The culture also can be different between health and social care. For organization, a problem of funding, competition, and the flow of information and flexibility. And finally, for authorities, health and social authorities, problems of regulation. So we have multiple regulations, trade-off between the treatment of large-scale populations, so you have to deal with a number of people, and also we are going more and more to personalized service. So how can you handle with both aspects? So there is a need to ensure the continuity and coherence all along the care pathway, and also to perform the good coordination at each of these levels, at the level of the person, the professionals, the organization, and also at the level of authorities at the local and national levels. So these different policies have been developing in parallel for each category, and they have specificities, as I said, related to the main key stakeholder. So what have been the major steps in the development of the parallel public policies? So here you see this is a summary table where we have put, so this is the time. So this is before the 60s, and then the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000 to 2008, and the more recent time. So here you have the different populations I've been talking about. So if you go to the elderly people, this is roughly what Alice has been talking about. So we have had policies since the 60s. So we have had intense work in policy in this work, in this field. And what we can see is that recently we have had policy through plans, so major plans giving some more resources for constructing nursing homes and also home care services, etc.
And just recently, we have now a national health strategy which with a focus on care pathways. In the other, for Alzheimer's, this really started in 2000 when we had a first Alzheimer's plan, and then we had two other plans. For mental health, in fact, through, since the 60s, we had already what we call in French sector, the creation of sector, so putting together a professional hospital and a psychiatrist, a liberal psychiatrist, GPs in a region together. And then there was not really a new policies implemented. There was a mental health plan at the beginning of 2000. And in fact, not much, even so there were a lot of reports. So it is the intensity of reporting, public reports we had. So we see in the elderly field we had a lot of reports saying we had giving a diagnosis of the situation and proposing some new solutions. So mental health has been very, and you will see the list of the most recent reports. For cancer, this was from a long time based on hospitals and research, clinical research. And there was three also recent plans. For stroke and brain injury, this was a more recent issue, which started in 2009. For rare disease and the disability, rare disabilities, this was also more recent with plans. And disabled persons, in fact, there was no plan. There were acts, two generation of acts, two in 75, and also one in 2005. So that's the way they develop, but in silos, I would say. So I don't go back to the definition of coordination that Alice spoke about, and the different schemes that you have seen Alice has been talking about. So if we look at what these acts, these plans have been implementing in terms of schemes, so I will not explain to you each wording, what it means, but this is just to show so this millefeuille. Here you have the list of the different schemes that have been implemented, and none of them disappeared, so they just added to each other. With the most recent, this is a Care Pathways project now. We are not talking about skills, but more projects to integrate at the local level all the different schemes. For Alzheimer's, so we have the memory clinics, as you may have also in your countries. And that was this Maya integrating process with the case managers attached to the Maya for complex needs. For mental health, we have had also creation of different settings. For cancer, also with the plant, etc. You can see that you have different skills for each of these policies. So the question is how they work together at the local level.
So if we look at the specificities for each policy, for elderly people, so we have defined three levels, the governments, the main stakeholders, and what are the specificities. So elderly people in France, there is a ministry in charge of elderly people. Sometimes together with disabled people, but there is a ministry. So main stakeholders are really professionals. There are some associations representing all people, but in fact they are not very strong in France. And what is the specificity is that it tries, all the policies are trying to take
into account the global needs of the person and to facilitate now home care more and more. For Alzheimer's, there was creation of a project and a foundation. So there is a foundation to run this plan, which is public-private. And there are stakeholders, are professionals, and their families association are stronger. Alzheimer's, France Alzheimer's is having a role, an important role, and there is to deal with complex situations. Mental health, there has been a mission, an administrative body called a mission, but who had not a lot of strength and in fact disappeared recently. And family associations have been key stakeholders in this field, really. And what's the push is for to stabilize the status of people and to try to facilitate social participation after disinstitutionalization, etc. For cancer, so there is an institute in charge of the cancer, Institut National du Cancer, and clinicians have had a key role. And the emphasis was really to give access to the best therapies for people. Now we are starting to talk about the social aspect of cancer, but this is quite recent. For stroke, this is only a project. Associations and professionals have a role. And the emphasis has been more on the acute phase, because if you do a good job at the beginning, you will avoid mortality and disability. Rare disease, this is foundation and family association have a key role. And the question is to access to competencies, because it is rare for each disease. So it's access to competencies. And disabled people, there is a ministry. Family associations have been key. They have been creating by themselves institutions. And they really work on facilitating social participation of people. So what are the main results? In fact, of this negotiation between the governance and the key stakeholders is that for elderly, we have the development of multiple coordination schemes, still aiming at coherence. For Alzheimer's, intensive case management. Mental health, we have the creation of peers group. For cancer, we have a descending coordination system, still very linked to hospitals. For stroke, we have the creation in hospital of neurovascular units, who play a key role for the acute phase. For rare disease, creation of a network of reference centers, so we have national reference centers for each disease who are connected together. And finally, for disabled persons, we have had with the 2005 law the creation of what we call houses for disabled people, who are in charge of the global needs assessment of people and who are connected to the field, like for education for the children and for employment for the adults. So what are the convergence for each of these policies? In fact, the big change is coming from the 2004 Public Health Act. In terms of process, now these plans have an assessment each 3 to 4 years through a new body, which is called the High Council for Public Health, and in link with the National Health Conference, which includes representatives of end users. So this is starting to give some capitalization on what are the impact of these policies, because we didn't have it before. In terms of content, what we see is each of them are aiming at increasing the involvement of general practitioners, which is good,
But the problem is that in parallel, they have many duties. So they have to be trained for Alzheimer's, they have to be trained for cancer, for rare disease, with no coordination. So second thing is the creation of a case manager's position. So we have seen that for Alzheimer's, but also for strokes we are talking about, for rare disease. And this notion of care pathway is going all along, across all these type of people. And we are waiting for the new law that certainly might give a more global view for all these policies. So I've been talking about recurrent difficulties. So there have been many reports, as I said, and they were too superficial, in fact, to really identify what were the key issues and what then should be the good response. So we have seen for elderly repeatedly creating coordination schemes. For mental health, I would say, if I don't know if you know the garbage can model. In fact, there are many issues who cover themselves. So not giving the response to the right question. And for example, an issue in France, maybe it's the same for other countries, is between psychiatrists. There are different schools and between hospital and home care. So this is a lot of debates, and they have difficulties to go further. Another problem is that if you look at the plans and the assessment procedures, very little was taken into account with regards to the success conditions and change management. So you say you should create X number of teams, etc., but not really looking at how really you make sure that you will be able to create the teams. So sometimes even resources were not all identified, but also in terms of change management, when people have to start to work together, it's not easy, so you have maybe to have some meetings or training. And the Haut Conseil de Santé Publique has no scientist in management science. So they have economists, sociologists, but epidemiologists, of course, a lot, but no management science. And also there are institutional hurdles, so lack of resources, the fact that there are a lot of regulatory texts, but which are not always operational. There is a past dependency phenomena linked to the inertia of the system, and also in France we have health insurance, we have the local authorities who have their own logic, and bureaucratic compartmentalization. Even at the ministry level we have different departments. And finally, there was weak participation of end users and professionals, which is a little changing now. And as I said, the weak coordination between policy has an impact on the authorities, so they have to implement different policies in parallel, so it's a lot of work for professional GPs I spoke about, and for the persons, of course, this can be a problem if they are under different chronic conditions. So this is a list of reports in mental health, just to show you the list for the last 10 years. So 10 days, no, that would be very bad. But, you know, sometimes you have 4 reports that come in the same week. So that's my final slide for recommendations. So we think that a generic plan should be designed for public health. In fact, there was one of them had been designed at the Ministry of Health, but it's not used, which should capitalize on all policies. So we have seen that in different policies they have been doing good things. So maybe if we put together the good things made by each of them for cancer, using the research and clinical for elderly people, global assessment, etc. Also, really to target the people and not disease or one conditions would be important. Condition for success, and also last to take into account the local context, because in France we have very different settings. If you go to Paris or to the mountain, you would not need the same development, and this should be adapted. And finally, to include more end users and persons competent in change management. And also to have people in charge of implementing at the field level, who we call innovation coordinators, who are trained really to work with different type of bodies. So that's it. If you have questions.